and welcome to Strictly on the Sofa,
the show where we overanalyze every sequin, every heel turn, and every dance disaster, all from the comfort of our own living room.
I'm Laura,
and I'm Flo. Welcome to week eight.
Week eight.
I am in mourning, Laura.
I'm sad. I really feel for you. Also for me, I gave my three votes to Krishnan yesterday.
Did you? Oh, bless you. Oh, bless you.
I thought he maybe...
That is lovely of you. Well, I just thought with Nigel being sort of midway on the leaderboard, I thought that, you know, that they'd all got, like, rightly, because he's your favourite, but all on him.
Well, think on this when Nigel's turn happens, please. I just thought that maybe he needed them more than Nigel did.
I think, clearly he did, yeah.
Yeah, and... Mm. I thought, and also Nigel would have beat most people in the dance-off, I think. Unless he was
correct.
Up against Leighton, but I thought the likelihood of Leighton being in a dance-off at this stage is small.
Yes, so agreed.
I risked it for a biscuit.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the cookie crumbled!
Oh. I was out, so I didn't vote. So it's obviously my fault. I'm really sorry, Krishnan. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's okay. It's not really your fault, to be clear.
So let's talk about his dance, because actually, on the first dance that he did, I actually was like, that was not my favourite of his. And they were all going on about him still having his personality, but I actually thought this was the one where he had the least personality. He looked like he was focusing so much on like what to do in the dance that like actually I think it lacked that personality. So... Actually, like, it definitely, I hate to say it, but I thought he deserved to be at the bottom of the leaderboard on the first dance. And then, and maybe to be in the dance-off, although, you know, I obviously love him, so I hate to think that. But in the dance-off, I only caught part of it because I was cooking my dinner, but I stopped to watch Krishnan's dance. And I thought he did it so much better the second time round.
Yes.
Like, he properly looked like he was, like, sambering rather than just, like, walking through the steps and focusing on them. And, like, and enjoying it again. His personality was back in it. And I was like, do you know what? He might have actually, like, cinched this somehow.
Yeah.
And then... I knew it was going to be a tough one, but then Shirley saving him, I was like, I was justified. I was actually correct.
You were.
And I didn't see, to be fair to Angela, I didn't see her bit of the dance off. So, yeah, I don't know how she fared, but I hear that she did a slip. So,
she did do a slip. So, you know the place where she slipped on Saturday night?
Yeah.
She slipped in the same place, but it was a slightly worse slip, actually. But obviously, we know that a slip doesn't matter. The problem, I think, is that you're always in danger when a judge, when they're in the dance-off and the judge is talking about who they're going to save, and they do that thing where they're like, one person was amazing, one person was terrible, and you're not sure who they mean. And so Craig literally said, you lost your whole, like, in fact, he wasn't even hiding who he was talking about. He was like, Angela, you lost your standing leg, but you managed to recover. I'm going to save you. And I was like, but you just said she lost her standing leg. And he also said that Krishnan had really pulled it out of the bag. He said those words. So I don't really know his motivations for saving Angela. I mean, they all marked her higher on the night, but I guess if we're getting into that, they all marked
but
her
they
wrong.
Say- Yeah. Yeah, agree with that. But also, it is just meant to be on the dance-off. So,
yes, exactly.
Like, and Motsi's saying it was, like, the closest one they've had so far and stuff like that. I actually, like, genuinely, if one of the other judges had taken a bit of a risk, then Krishnan would be through to the next week.
Yeah,
obviously,
I agree.
Shirley was going to save him. So, I'm actually really gutted for him. I am actually, because on the basis of the two original dances, like, okay, maybe, like, he probably deserved to go. But actually, I thought that he did so much better.
I agree.
And I thought he should have secured his spot at Blackpool. And, like, I don't want to sound all, like, tinfoil hat and everything, but there's clearly been a narrative of get Angela up into Blackpool right from the beginning, hasn't there?
Like, I feel like they've already made...
Come dancing, get her to Blackpool.
I feel like they've already half made the VT. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't... Yeah, I... I don't think Strictly is a fix, just to say that now.
No, I mean, don't
I know you
either,
don't either.
Really.
Like, we don't think it's a fix.
But, I just like.
But it is really hard to see. Like, Craig gave Ellie, Nigel, and Angela Rippon the same mark. That's not on. That's fishy. Mm.
Yeah.
And I think we know that she's sort of hitting her ceiling quite. She's Baron Harducken from Dune. He's a man who floated to the ceiling in Dune. But I think that he is. I think that that's where she is. And I think Krishnan, if he had got past this week, I still think he had more to give. And it feels
Sambo's
saying
hard.
It, Sambo's get in the hard. Sea, said Faye Tozer.
Why?
I think it was just a lot of people tweeting last week saying, Annabelle and Krishnan have been given the sacrificial Sambas of this year. And it's hard not to feel a bit like that, isn't it? That's the problem, I think.
Yeah, I know.
And I think this is the second week where I think maybe Angela should have gone home.
Yeah, I know. It's a shame, isn't it?
It was closer with Adam.
Yeah, it was yeah.
And actually, was it?
I think it was. I don't know. It was too difficult. I just thought that, like, even on the first go, I thought Eights was really generous for Angela's passo on the first go round. Like, I thought she looked a bit unsteady on her feet all the way through, and a bit she was like clinging on to Kai at some points, and it just looked a bit jittery to me.
I didn't find it very interesting.
Mm.
This sounds harsh, but I don't mean it harshly. I think I mean it in a way that. There's a thing, when I went to this like conference once and they talked about the vocal landscape and how if you're like, your vocal landscape is really flat, you're basically monotone. And then if you're like up and down, then it's, you know, that's a better vocal landscape. It's really,
how's my
it was
vocal
a very
landscape?
Silly thing. But I feel like if we're talking about the dance landscape, I felt like she was basically in Lincolnshire.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. In the fens.
It was extremely flat. It didn't have any light or shade. It didn't have what I wanted.
Yeah.
And I was really... The problem is, and I think this is not unique to the audience, it's not unique to the judges, it's just the thing. She is 78, 79.
Yeah.
It's really hard to judge everything she does because you're always like, I can't even do that.
Yeah, it's true. It is true. And like, she has done incredibly well, and I do enjoy watching her. It's just that...
But if it's not a good dance, it's not a good dance.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to know how much you can... And the same with Krishnan as well, to be fair. Like, it's hard to know how much you can let the, like, oh, but he's a beginner, he's never done this before. It's hard to know how much you can let that carry him through. And then after a couple of weeks of being at the bottom of the leaderboard, you're like, oh, actually, like... Maybe he's... I don't know. I don't want to say he's not good enough, because he was good enough for me.
I think he was becoming a good dancer if he wasn't already a good dancer.
I know.
So I have a bit of
I'm
really sad to see him go. I really wanted him to get to Blackpool, really did.
Me too.
And it's just a shame. I think it was probably, I think last week was a more close dance up in terms of I really didn't know who was going, and I actually did think, I was surprised to see Angela in the dance off at all, but this week feels more close in terms of I think I knew who I wanted to go, but it didn't happen. And I wasn't sure who the judges were gonna pick. I can't explain that very poorly. You know what I mean?
No, I think going into the dance off I was pretty clear that Krishna was going, and then after the dance off I was like, huh, maybe,
exactly,
just maybe. It's the hope that kills you. I'd accepted it, you know? I was like, wasn't his best dance, wasn't his most fun dance. But then...
But he did it a lot, you're right, he did do it a lot better in the dance-off. Yeah. And you're right, he did it with so much more freedom in the dance-off. It's just, I think we just need to commend him and Lauren for being so excellent all the way through.
I agree. Give her a ringer next year, please. I'd like to see how she gets on with someone, like, because obviously she's brought him so far. So,
Yeah, completely.
Give her a ringer or some sort of semi-ringer, you know. A soap star, at least.
Literally. Do you know what my mum said? She was like, clearly they've run out of budget for making J jokes.
Jay jokes?
Yeah, about his son. Like, because he had a life-size cutout.
Oh, my God, sorry. I literally forgot who Jay was. Did I? Yeah. Or maybe they were just like, let's not embarrass the 16-year-old anymore on national
TV. Seems
fair.
He's taken it so well. It's just, I don't know. I feel a bit sad about it. That's what I was going to say. It might not be the most close dance-off, but I think it's the most divisive.
Yes. Dance-off. Yes. Yeah. I agree with that.
Do we have much more to say about Krishnan's dance other than not his best, but also not bad? And actually, can I also say, I do think 25 was probably a fair mark. Probably. I think the fact is that other contestants should have been closer to him on the leaderboard rather than being 25 and straight up to 30.
Yeah.
I think I would, if Angela got 28, I might have understood it. Instead of 32, like, which is insane. But I also, when they do the review at the end of the show, and also I've watched Strictly about 3 times today because I had nothing else to do. And also it's the best show on television. And Krishnan, I actually thought it was a lot better than I thought it was the first time around. Sometimes I think you suffer going first. I feel like they really stitched him up. Samba, first.
Oh my God, yeah.
When they're always harsher on the first dance. A 5 from Craig is nuts.
And people forget about it to vote for them by the end of the show as well.
Yes, exactly.
Like, it is the worst place to be.
Worst of all worlds. Terrible. But
also, with what I was struck by last week when we were in the studio watching it, and if you haven't listened to our episode from last week all about that, then you should go back and listen. But what I was struck by last week was how, like, quick it happened. Like, they opened the show, Tess was like, hello, welcome to Strictly Come Dancing, here's the first dance. And then, who was first last week? They were dancing anyway. I thought it was. Leighton and Nikita were literally, like, dancing already. Like, you have hardly any time to, like, adjust your head into, like, we're in a live show now. It was like 2, 3, 4 dances later, then you've watched a couple of the others and you're like, okay, I know what we're doing. But yeah, literally just like bam, straight into it.
Yeah.
So maybe there was that as well, just like, yeah, anyway.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
A very good point. Plus a dance that he was most uncomfortable in, so it's difficult.
Yeah. Plus a samba.
Plus a samba. I'm just going to take my jumper off because I'm hot. All this being angry.
I'm cold. I'm cold because my heart has turned to ice after Krishnan leaving.
Oh, Flo. That's so sad. Do we want to talk a bit more about Angela and Kai?
Yeah.
Is there much more to say?
No. Her hair was pretty funky. I quite enjoyed the hair situation. Just something a bit different.
I like the look. I've rewatched it about six. I said 6-3 earlier, and now it's doubled to 6. It's like the Gemini curse in Harry Potter. It just keeps going. I did think the judges are right about the content, and like she could have had him going around her. Like we've seen that before with less able dancers, right? That they've managed to find a way to put someone centre, especially with Paso where you can pose and do stuff. And so I do think there's a lot of content. I just don't think it was 4-8 is my main issue.
Yes. Yeah. I agree. I actually, like, I didn't hate it. Didn't love it, didn't hate it. If it hadn't been slightly overmarked, I wouldn't have really worried about it. So
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's the problem. I think people are maybe developing slight impatience with that. I don't know.
I think so. Yeah, I do think so. Anyway, she did do a good job, and I wouldn't be surprised if she goes out next week because we're really running out of people who can't dance now. Even Krishnan could actually dance fairly well.
Yeah.
It's just compared to everyone else, and she's been in the dance off twice in a row now. Like, there's a bit of a ceiling, isn't there, after that? I think it's very hard to come back from that. So let's see. But, you know, on the bright side, like, there is a really nice narrative arc there of her getting to Blackpool and being able to dance there. Like, I am pleased for her that she's got that.
Yeah, it's true. It will be a beautiful BT. It really will.
Yeah. So, shall we talk about the other samba of the night?
Annabelle and Johannes.
Yes, this was a surprise.
So they have a strong audience vote, don't they? Because they were next up. They were seventh out of eight.
It's so strong. And it people keep saying it's residual sort of last week dance, but she's had a strong vote for a while now.
She has.
I agree. Interesting to me. Yeah. Very fascinating. Yeah,
very fascinating.
I mean, I love it. And also, yeah. I really like Annabelle, so I don't know why I'm surprised, but I also haven't voted. I think I've voted for Annabelle once.
Yeah.
Maybe, but I've not given her, like, all my votes in the same way that I've given Krishnan all my votes. Mm.
Yeah.
So, it's just interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. I think this week was really good coming off of the back of last week. Like, you could see that she had way more confidence going in. Can you imagine her doing a Samba, like, even 2 weeks ago? It would have been much more inhibited. So, I thought that was great. I really enjoyed this, actually.
I agree.
In my head, she was higher up on the leaderboard, but I think the judges were just so effusive about it, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. I agree. I think there was a moment, in you know, when they're clapping along at the start, when it's like, well, our Strictly Stars. I was like, oh no, it's going to be bad, because she just looked really nervous even then. And I was like, oh no, Annabelle. And then she pulled it out of the bag. Mm. I agree with the judges. She lost it a little bit in the mid sections, I think. But I think mostly after she did, you know how I said before that sometimes I think she goes and does the side by side stuff and struggles to get back in.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right.
Not a huge detriment to the dance.
No, she recovered.
And she's dancing with so much more freedom. You are completely right. Mm. I agree. It was nice to see how confident, and also what a song choice. It was
what a
great
banger.
Really enjoyed it. Yeah. Again, a song choice makes a difference, and I think we'll come to that later as well.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. I liked her dress.
Oh, so good. Did I like it? Yeah, I did like it. I think it really suited her, because I think she suits most things. It was very 80s Barbie.
Yeah, I think that's why I liked it.
Yeah, that's fair. That's legit. I'm glad she's in Blackpool. That'll be exciting. I wonder what they'll do next week.
Interesting.
It's all to play for.
Yeah.
It's a hard one. I don't really have much more to say other than, yeah, good for you.
Yeah. Should we talk about who's next? Well, we've talked about Andrew and Kai. Should we talk about Bobby and Diane next?
Yes! I loved this. How did you feel?
I really liked this. It was a dramatic Viennese. And
oh, we love a dramatic Viennese at Strictly on the Sofa. Oh, we love it.
So good.
I didn't notice his hands only until the second rewatch, and then I was like, oh yeah, Craig is right.
Yeah, I agree. I did notice. It was the way, with the side by side, when he
was
like,
exactly.
Doing that,
he was holding
like
them
crab
quite
shape,
stiffly,
and
wasn't he?
They were very, like, yeah. So I did notice them, and I did think it looked very, like, awkward and placed. Everything else apart from that, I really liked. I thought the first sort of, like, 30 seconds of it felt a bit like the note they gave them last week on the Argentine Tango of, like, it feels very, like, perfect and placed. And,
yeah.
But then he kind of freed up sort of 30 seconds in, I think, and it got really nice and fluid again. So
when it got to the acting bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Really funny good. That, as an actor.
Yeah. I really liked it. I've said to someone else this morning, I think I said it on the radio, that I love a dance where someone launches themselves at something. Yeah. Just love it. Like, I rewatched AJ and Kai's Couple's Choice earlier, because I was in an AJ and Kai sort of mood. And the bit where she flung herself onto his shoulders, and I was like, so iconic.
So iconic.
I just love a launch.
Yeah,
I love a launch.
That bit when Diane ran across the floor as well.
Oh!
So unexpected.
She's so good.
Yeah. I did enjoy this. Yeah.
I think it's one of my favorite. I think it's my second favorite of his dances, actually. I'll go that far.
Yeah. He's good at ballroom. I enjoy his ballroom very much.
Yeah. I enjoy
his
ballroom
as well.
I think he's got a very. Yeah, I think it's his earnestness. It really lends itself to ballroom.
Yes. You're right.
I really look forward to seeing him every week.
Yeah.
So much so that I said three reallys. So, you know.
That's a lot of reallys.
A lot of reallys. Reallys thrice. Again, not sure I have too much to say other than sort your hands out, mate.
Yeah. And, like, I know they can be big. It is hard as a man, isn't it? Like, because I think as a woman, you can do very, like, dainty, like, pointed hands, whereas maybe with men, are they a bit worried about looking effeminate? I don't know. It's a hard one. I don't know what you do with your hands if you have sort of big masculine hands. It's a hard one. But
I do think also a part of it is... It's a, another part of it might be, you know how we said before that sometimes Zara got this criticism a lot, didn't she? About dancing through the moves. And I think maybe it could be that. So he's sort of doing what Diane tells him, but isn't quite... He's better when he understands the reason behind each move.
Should we... I don't think I've got anything else to say. Should we move on to Nigel and Katia? Because I've got a lot to say.
Oh, slow. Go on, you start.
No, I feel like... Okay, maybe I should start because I'll be the prosecution and you can be the defence. That's the way around it goes in court, isn't it?
I object.
Okay, no, let me start on the positives. Like, I thought he danced it really well. Yeah, I thought he did a really good job. Like, it was technically very good.
He really had personality. No, he did dance really well. Good.
Yeah, he did. Like, well done, Nigel. I just didn't like anything about it.
Anything? Not one thing?
That wiggly move she did on the floor, that was quite cool. You know I don't like a twee dance.
The minute I watched it, I was like, Flo's going to hate this.
I messaged you earlier and I was like, Saccharin Central, Nigel is mayor of Twee Town. It felt like an odd choice because I just don't think his personality hasn't been giving that to me. Like, he's a sweet guy. Like, I get, like, that is nice, you know. But I just thought he's got a bit more to him than that. He's a bit cooler than that, I thought. And, like, it's just a bit... There wasn't enough, like, grit in it for me. It was just very one-note and, like, lovey-dovey and cutesy. And I don't mind a bit of that, but it needs to have, like, light and shade, like you were saying earlier. It was just one-note to me. So, really well danced. Some of the choreography was kind of, like, interesting. But song choice terrible and, like, just... And I just thought it was a wasted opportunity for his couple's choice, really. So, yeah, sorry. I'm really sorry. I really wanted to like it. And like I say, he did do it well. But I just, it just didn't, like, it wasn't my cup of tea. So, yeah, sorry. I'm really sorry. I do feel bad about it. I wanted to like it so much. I'm sorry.
Not to be the world's worst defence lawyer, but I agree.
Guilty as charged.
Send him down.
I'm really sorry. I know how this must be tearing you up inside.
It's really shaken me to my core. Because the thing was, it was beautifully danced. It's really important to say that. It was beautifully danced. Yeah. It was not on par with Angela's Paso, Craig, and Motsi, actually.
I agree with that. Yeah.
But I don't think that's maybe... It's really... This is the hardest thing I've ever had to do. I just can't shake that wasted opportunity feeling. I just can't shake it. This was a real chance for him to show us what he can do, to advertise his theatre background and be like, no, I am an Olivier Award-winning musical theatre actor. And we saw that, but the music... really let him down. If he had done, I know he's played Guy Masterson in Guys and Dolls, I know that might, some people might have complained about that, but if he had done something like Guys and Dolls, that old Hollywood that he says he loves and he remembers watching all those films as a kid, I was like, so why aren't you doing old Hollywood?
When he said that,
because that's
like,
what you're good at.
When they said he had like Gene Kelly about him and stuff, and I was like, okay, like, great, but you didn't get that from that dance. And like you say, it was really weird how the VT teed him up to be doing something much more theatre related, and then it just wasn't that.
Yeah, exactly.
And then at the end, they tagged on that thing about like, "Oh, my wife's here," and then they did a dance about it. It was just weird. It was just a weird VT. I don't know.
I mean, it was a weird VT, and my impression of it, and this is complete speculation, like complete conjecture, I do not know Nigel, is that Nigel sees this as a job. He's not going to cry on camera because Strictly tell him to do that.
I agree.
Perfectly acceptable.
I don't think every couple's choice needs a sob story. Like, this is an X Factor, so...
It's a chance to get to know them, regardless of what they want to get off their chests. And the fact that, you know... But I think that's what... If you're going to do that, that's absolutely fine. But don't try and sell me something that's schmaltzy in its stead.
Yeah.
You can still be yourself. And, like, Faye didn't have a particularly sad story, but she still did something that was true to, you know, that Fosse dance. And I think it was just a massive wasted opportunity to show us what he really, really can do. And I think he showed us good stuff, like really good stuff. Yeah. But I think we expected good stuff. What he could have shown us was great stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is also not to say, I'm going to talk about some positives as well, because there were, when I first watched the dance, it did give me chills twice, when Katja went backwards.
That was cool.
And also, you know that bit at the end where she did the slow walk in the air and he held her?
Yes.
If you look at his face in that, oh, it's romantic. He looks like he's, like, it's so, he looks like he's in love with her, but, like, it looked really, I could see what they were trying to do in that one moment.
Yeah.
But the music was just awful, 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 awful. And the minute they announced Tunes on Tuesday, which is no longer Tunes on Tuesday, it's Tunes on whenever they press send. Not that I'm complaining, that sounds like I'm complaining, I'm just in mid-flow. I was like, why that song? Why? Why are you doing that?
I know.
It was, what in the glee is this? Stop it. When Katja said it was a bit of a risk marrying modern music with classical style, and I was like, it didn't pay off for me.
I didn't think it was a risk at all. I thought it was kind of basic, like...
I think that's it.
Pandering. I didn't think it was a risk.
But if they'd actually pandered to the demographic that loves Nigel, me and my mum.
There's lots of
They would have done
there.
Old Hollywood. They should have done old Hollywood. That's what we want. I watch Danny Mac every week in those little 50s trousers, dancing the American smooth. Smooth to Misty Blue. Do you know what I mean? I don't even know if that's a musical song. A better example would probably be his I don't dance, don't tell me. Quick Step. Which I've also watched today. It's been that sort of day, lads. So I can't shake that. I just can't get over it, him not doing that. And I think it's silly that he didn't do that. And I'm just hoping that he's there for Musicals Week so we can see him do that because someone forces him to do that. It just felt like a real shame.
Do you know what he's dancing next week?
No.
I wonder.
It better be a Charleston.
Saving for Blackpool. They've got something big and Hollywood glamour in mind.
Yeah, I really hope so.
So they didn't want to do two types of those dances in
a row.
But I'm literally post-rationalising what was a stupid decision.
Maybe he really didn't want to do a couple. Although people have got through without doing couple's choices. I just don't know. Because maybe they'll just like get it out of the way. Because it was... I don't know. It was good.
They seemed to really like it, didn't they, in the Claudia Ballroom? But I guess you have to say that you like it. But,
Didn't feel...
Yeah.
I think he's a better actor. I think he's a better everything than that.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think...
We've seen that as well in this
series. I
would
love to see that dance with different music, to be fair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also, can I just say my friend texted me saying that the little finger walk across the table gave her the ick.
Oh my god.
Unfortunately, I think that was my criticism of Stacey's couple's choice. I didn't like that table and chairs dancing. And lo and behold, I don't like it when it's wheeled out for Nigel and Katja. Again, lots of positives to take from it. Thrilled they're through to next week.
Thrilled they're through. If he'd have gone out on that, I would have been very upset.
I'd have kicked off.
Yeah. Couple choice strikes again.
I would have kicked off. But I believe he's better. And I'm excited to see. I think he's got a lot more exciting stuff in his locker.
I agree. Shall we talk about Angela S. and Carlos next?
Yes, what beautiful dress.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Oh, dress and dance, yes.
Dress and dance. Both of them. She looked lovely, though, didn't she?
She did.
Yeah. I enjoyed this. I really liked Carlos. I feel like this is like compliment Carlos's fashion week.
Oh,
every
yes.
week for me. I really liked his grey velvet jacket. I just thought it was very smart and something a bit different and, you know.
You have quite a similar style taste, I think.
I think maybe I do. Maybe I do just dress like Carlos Gu. It's fine by me.
pre-loved by Carlos Gu. I actually don't have a lot to say about this. And I know this sounds really bad. And if this Angela stands out there, please correct me, because I am being awful. And I love Nigel. I'm sure lots of people don't love Nigel. I do sort of switch off when she's on. Not, like, fully. I obviously watch it. I love streaming.
Yeah.
And I think she did a really good dance, but I'm not, like, overwhelmed.
This is one of my favourites that she has done.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But I do sort of agree with you a bit in that, like, this was really nice and it was really lovely, but, like, yeah, would I go back and watch it? You know?
Exactly.
It was not, like, fun. I enjoyed watching it a lot. I think it was really well done.
It was.
Yeah. Best I feel like I'm being really harsh. I'm just, yeah. I think the scores were really fair. Like, they're a bit divided, 7, 9, 8, 9. But I think that's quite fair. Wow. Like, high, but kind of spread out.
Like, yeah, 7 seems harsh. 7 seems well harsh,
bit,
actually.
The 9s and the 8s are Angela's 8. Fair. Yeah. 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 This was definitely better than... Yeah.
I would say on a par with Nigel's dance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. I feel like she'd be standing out maybe on a different series.
Yeah.
I think she's really good. I don't know how... I can't explain it. Yeah. I think that's all, you're always going to be more passionate about some dancers than you are others, right?
Yeah.
Because she is really good.
Yeah.
And I loved... I still think about her... Paso, loved that. And I think there's lots to like.
Yeah, I agree. I would really like to hear from Samangela stans.
Yeah, me too. Because she has them.
I feel like we're doing her a bit dirty by, like, just because she's not one of our favourites. But she is really good, so I just... But, like, yeah, please send us in, like, a voice note or something, or you know, get in touch with us to just, like, tell us how you feel about her. Because I just, I feel like we're underrepresenting her, you know?
Yeah, I completely agree, podcast. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, Flo, you're so right. Democracy. Yeah.
Thank you,
Because I think she's really good.
Yeah.
It's just...
There's only so much room in my heart for everybody. Now Krishnan's gone, maybe there'll be a Krishnan-sized space she can fill.
Yeah, I believe she could do that, you know. Yeah. I think she... If she got to the final, I would not be surprised.
Yeah, me too, because, she is really great. I think she kind of had, like, a bit of a wow moment a few weeks ago with the Charleston, was it, that she did? And then I sort of think she hasn't quite had that since, and I feel like she needs another, like, breakthrough wow moment.
Yeah, Blackpool's to, like, the place the for running. It.
I agree. So I'm very... And because she can be quite a big dancer, can't she? Big personality. Like, it might really suit the Blackpool floor.
I think so.
Yeah.
That's a very good point.
Bouncy person, bouncy floor. So, yeah, let's see what happens next week. I'm definitely excited to see what Carlos wears, you know?
Yeah, me too. We're on tenterhooks. I can't wait. I would love to hear from more people who... And I think... Also, waltzes are never going to be that exciting either, which is the other thing.
I know. But I love a waltz, so I don't know why the last couple of waltzes I've ended up criticising a bit. Not criticising, but just not being wowed by. But yeah, it's a hard road. I think it was just such a competitive week, so... Yeah.
And honestly, I was quite distracted by how much I wanted to love Nigel's dance. it really was hard to deal with. So do you have anything more to add?
I don't. She looked lovely. She looked beautiful.
That's my favourite dress of the night, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, though Ellie's is coming up.
That was a cool dress, actually. I like that. Yeah, let's talk about Ellie.
This is really good. Marked. It's like maybe.
I think so, actually. A cheeky 10, or at least all 9s, I think.
I think at least all 9s.
Really good.
The fact that Craig said he wouldn't want to do that routine. All 9s. All 9s for me. Go on, do you know what?
I think that Adam's rumba last week lulled me into a false sense of security of maybe I do like rumbas. Because it felt a bit different and it felt a bit more like a contemporary dance, and I love a contemporary dance. But this reminded me that although it was really well done and there were some very beautiful bits of it, as a dance, I don't really like a rumba much. It's just a lot of, like, spinning and whipping and floating and... Which is weird because I love contemporary, but for some reason rumbas just don't do it for me in the same way. So, yeah, this is... Although it was excellently done and I did... There were bits of it that was like, ooh. The overall feeling I had afterwards was like, still not a rumba convert.
I'm going to be... a better defense lawyer for rumba here, in saying that I love a rumba, but I only love it specifically if it's telling a really good story, if it's a connection between them both, and if it's got like some interesting moves in it. For example, Giovanni and Georgia May Foote's rumba, where she did the I think I talk about this literally every series, like clockwork. The one where she did the James Bond rumba and she fell into his arms and it was great. And I'm trying to think of other rumbas. Kelvin's, obviously. I watched Annie Max today. Very good. Yeah, I love a good rumba. But I think they're really hard to pull off. I think Vita gave her such a hard routine that maybe she fell. She did pull it off. That's She absolutely pulled it off.
I did enjoy it. Yeah.
And I didn't even notice that there was any errors because I don't know enough about dance. But I also think maybe if it had been a little bit more of an easier routine, we'd have been wowed by it. Whereas instead, I was like, cool, that was good. But was I like, oh my God.
I should say
that's what we said we liked about Leighton. Actually, we love that Vita's giving her hard routines. I want to see her do hard routines. She can do them.
And she has done really well with that so far. I do think like it was really good. I did enjoy watching it. I just think it wasn't up there with my favorite dances of hers. But you know,
I think that's fair.
That's, you know, that's
the high bar she set herself, isn't it?
Exactly.
Especially following last week. And the old Hollywood of it all.
You're right. Dress, brilliant. Vito loves an open shirt moment, doesn't he?
Don't we all love Vito loving an open shirt moment? Do you know what? A friend who doesn't even watch Strictly texted me a picture of it. All right, love it. And I was like, I should watch it, shouldn't you? That's what you're missing. Don't get that on X Factor. Although you probably do on, like, I don't know, Topless Week or something. Should we move on to the top of the leaderboard?
Yes, please.
An existential 40 if ever there was one. I thought that maybe Craig was going to have some legit excuse that I would understand. But when he said that his... Sorry, I've jumped straight into why wasn't it 40. But...
You are correct to do that. Why wasn't it 40?
Well, you know, all day. Let me start from 9 a.m. this morning when I awoken from my slumber and watched their Argentine tango within 5 minutes of awakening my eyes. I was like, oh, do you know what's so good about it? They've really got that conversation between their legs that Craig's always going on about. So good. Like, you can really see that in each of their movements does, like, they're working so well in tandem together. Blah, blah, blah. Craig says he didn't give it a 10 because he didn't think that conversation was there. He felt like it was really, like, place.
No.
Sir, get some glasses. You should have gone to Spec Savers. He's in the wrong.
Like sometimes he just holds out for a 10 for the sake of it, for like the drama of it. But actually, like when it's a 10, when it's a 40, it's a 40, you know, and that was a 40.
It was a 40. When it's a 40, if it walks like a 40 and Gaucho's like a 40, it's a 40. I don't know what else someone has to do. It's going to end up being like a really unearned 40 now, isn't it? And it's just going to be like... Because that was the most earned 40 I've ever seen. It felt like everyone was waiting with such tension for him to go 10 and then for him to go 9. I've never felt more deflated in my life.
I know. I was like, you miserly Scrooge.
He's going to wake up tomorrow and be like, you there, what day is it? I make a lot of Christmas Carol jokes on this podcast. And by that, I mean two, but it's weird that it's happened twice. I loved it so much, Flo. I loved it so much.
I thought it was just absolutely brilliant. Best dance that they've done so far. Best dance of the series,
by far.
Maybe? Definitely a dance of the series for me.
I mean, I loved their tango at Halloween, but this was something else.
No, this was another level. I loved it.
It was another level.
It did just built like and that? Built everything.
The drama, the song.
The conversation, the legwork, the intricacy of the drama.
The drama. The sexiness of it all.
Mm-hmm.
The connection.
Mm-hmm.
The stylishness of it all. Those purple suits.
It was so...
Stunning. Royalty. Mm.
I loved dance both the suits. Royalty. I think what I'm starting to get a little bit, like, not loving is, like, when they have same-sex partners and they dress in the same. It's like when parents have twins and they dress in the same. But for this, to be fair, for this one, because it was a lot of, like, mirroring back and forth, it did make sense that they were dressed the same. But just... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, but no.
Yeah, you are fair.
This is, I'm nitpicking, this is like the tiniest little thing. Anyway.
If they continue doing that, absolutely
yeah,
agree.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'll allow it for this one.
Yeah, I'll allow it for this one. Agree. No, loved it. Yeah, brilliant. So good. That's it.
So good.
No more words. I can't give you anything else.
I'm obsessed with rewatching it. What a song choice as well.
Mm.
I felt like Loreen has won Eurovision twice this year now. It was just, when I saw they were doing it Tattoo, I was obviously excited because it's a banger. And I thought it would be a moment, but I was a bit worried about how it would work for an Argentine tango.
Mm.
And I was wrong to
really
be worried.
Well.
I should have trusted in the process,
which
I did. And now I'm happy.
Problem is the process gives us Loreen for an Argentine tango, amazing, but it also gives us Bruno Mars for a couple's choice. Terrible.
If so you'd done it to Grenade, I'd have been happier.
The process very often gaslights us, and therefore it's hard to build any trust.
We've been burnt before by the process. That's fair. I love watching them dance so much. I was excited about this on Sunday last week when they announced that they were doing an Argentine tango.
Yeah.
And I just look forward to seeing what they do every week.
Yeah.
Blackpool's a couple's choice, so I think we're going to have some moments next week.
Interesting.
On that bouncy floor.
Yeah. Interesting to see what they're going to do with that. Can't wait.
Yes. I'm just excited. I can't imagine not wanting to see that dance.
I know. Yeah. It was so brilliant.
How blessed are we?
They need
to
get to the final. I just can't.
I need to see that dance again.
And I feel like they need to get to the final without a dance off, honestly. And like, unless they have a real slip up. But like, they've been so strong all the way through the competition. I just can't.
Who doesn't want them in the in the final?
I know.
Who doesn't want that? They have a rightful place in the final. I feel like there's one open spot for the final, actually. And it's concerning me because I feel like I might be.
I think
the semi-final might be very hard for me.
I know. Let's not worry about that yet. Let's worry about that when we get there.
Yes, you're right. Claire's next week is Blackpool.
I know.
Which is a much more imminent milestone.
I know. We have a listener question this week. Shall we answer
it? Exciting!
Mm-hmm. So thank you very much to Mo, who wrote in and says, this is actually about our podcast from last week when we obviously went to the studio and saw it in person, if we didn't tell you already. So Mo says, how did the songs and live music sound in the studio itself? And then a couple of other questions. Is it possible to apply for one ticket through the Strictly ballot? If so, would the experience be good if you went on your own? Let's answer the first one first. How did the songs and live music sound in the studio itself?
Incredible.
Really good. Yeah. Such a good band.
Such a great band. Do you know what I would say? Because one of my friends often complains about it, and I've watched clips of Dancing with the Stars where they don't use a live band, and it's not the same.
It does not have the same drama to it.
It brings so much atmosphere to it. Mm. In the studio, that is just doubled.
Yeah, 100%.
So they're so talented.
So talented, yeah. Yeah,
So, yeah, Stan. Yeah. We are Stans.
Hard agree. And then, yeah, can you apply for one ticket through the Strictly Ballet? So you were the one that actually got the tickets through, Laura. So do you want to say a bit about, like, how, like, did you apply for two, one? Like, how many tickets can you apply for?
I might be wrong, so this is a very helpful answer, but I did just reapply for tickets for the Christmas special, and it confirmed for me that I'm pretty sure you can only apply for two. Mm. I don't know what happens if you get two through, whether you have to keep both or whether you can send one back, because there is a little link that you give to get cancel if you can't make it. Mm. But I would... If it was the case that you could apply for one, I don't think you can. It would definitely be fine on your own. Everyone is so friendly because you're just in a massive room of Strictly fans. But yeah, I think it. Yeah, unfortunately, I do think you can only apply for two. But it's still so good.
I'm sure you probably could turn up with two tickets for one person.
Oh yeah, that's true.
You know, I'm here by myself, and that it would be absolutely fine. I'm sure.
Exactly.
But absolutely agree with you that like it would be the experience would be really good on your own. I think like
yeah,
as you say, like everyone was very friendly in the sort of in the. Not backstage, but like the bit where the audience was sitting, and we got chatting to a few people. We had this little salsa class, didn't we, that you could take part in. Like there was quite a lot to do. And then actually, once you're in the studio, you're mainly sitting there kind of watching things being filmed. Like there's not a lot to be turning and chatting to people around you about anyway. So yeah, it was definitely a very kind of warm and friendly environment, I think. Strongly... encourage you to apply.
I agree.
And if you've got a spare ticket going, you know, me and Laura would happily go again.
Very much so. 100%. We have another question through Twitter, actually.
Oh.
So, Loved By You asked, which couple has the best off-screen vibes?
Ooh, very good one.
It's a really good question, isn't it? Mm. And I don't want to sound... repetitive because of how much I've just gone on about Leighton and Nikita, but Leighton and Nikita, Annabelle and Joe.
Yes,
I thought
those were the two I was gonna say.
Oh, I'm so sorry, I took the words right out of your mouth.
No, I love that we had the same. I think because as the VTs are playing, what we see in the studio is them on the dance floor getting ready to go. So Leighton and Nikita were very much like, building each other up and like we can do it, yeah. And then Annabelle and Jojo, obviously with like the dance that they did last week with the couple's choice, it was very emotional and there was lots of like reassuring and like touching and hugging, and it felt very warm and loving. So yeah, definitely got really strong vibes from both those couples. I mean, everyone 100%. Seemed to be pretty on, you know, good partnerships, didn't they? Like
yeah.
I didn't see any kind of like beefs or any
not at all
off stage, you know, cold shoulders or anything.
Everyone looked really close, didn't they?
They did.
Like really close. They were all sobbing during Annabelle's couple's choice. I think it's just Leighton and Annabelle both seem to need I don't know, Leighton was one of the most nervous because he went first, as he's just said. So yeah, I just think it was amazing to see their partnerships blossom.
Yeah. I agree.
So good. Thank you so much for your questions. Please send more in. We love talking to you, even if it's a week after you send the question. It's so good.
You can leave us a question underneath our podcast on the Q&A, wherever you listen to it. But yeah, as Laura says, you can also send us something in on Twitter. So yeah, go ahead and do that. We're at Strictly on Sofa. Cool. What a good week. I mean, I'm sad about Krishnan, but it was a good, solid week of dancing. And I feel like, yeah, the level we have left is just brilliant. Go ahead. Sorry.
No. I interrupted with needing, because I was overcome with the fact that Krishnan's actually done very well, hasn't he? And
so
it's easy to forget, because we disagreed with the dance-off, that Week 8 is no early exit. It's what we said about Adam last week. Not an early exit whatsoever. And the fact that he's never once felt like he's punching above his weight by getting to this stage, incredible. Mm-hmm. For a complete novice, insane. So very proud of Krishnan.
Yeah.
And yeah, we are gutted. But next week is also Blackpool. So it's going to be hard to be sad for too long.
Yes. You guys all need to tune in next week because Laura and I are going full stalker and going up to Blackpool to see if we can, like, I don't know, we don't have tickets to the show. We just thought it would be fun and like a nice girls' weekend away, and we're going to just go around all the haunts where they film the VTs, and like if we bump into a Strictly Pro, then, you know, I mean, someone might need to restrain Laura if we see Nigel Harmon going, you know, along the seafront, but, you know. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it, as we say. We're going to have such a fun time. I cannot wait. Yeah, we will see you all next week. And yeah, get ready for the bouncy floor.
See you next week.
See you next week.